Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Coming up later this hour on Air Talk, former LAPD Chief Bill Bratton, of course, two different tenures as the commissioner of NYPD. His new memoir, The Profession, a memoir of community, race, and the arc of policing in America. Bill Bratton coming up with us. But right now, I want to talk with you about whether you think there is a fundamental shift that's occurred during the pandemic in how Americans consider their work, at least some Americans who have the freedom to do so. Now, we throw out there the caveat, of course, that for many Americans, out of financial necessity, they're not going to quit their jobs and follow their dream. They're not necessarily in a position to consider more of a balance between work life and home life. They're in survival mode, and their job is what represents that. So that's a given. But for those who are in the position of doing a deep reassessment, maybe that's you, how much do you think that that's going to stick if that occurs? We're talking about people quitting their jobs, deciding to go into a totally different field or to follow a longtime dream that they deferred, only to find the pandemic led to a deep reassessment of work and career. Or in the case of people who said, I've just been devoting too much of myself to my work. I've robbed myself in other areas, and I'm going to rejigger those percentages of time and how I spend them, and I'm going to do that now and renegotiate those terms with my employer and make changes in how I work. I'd like to hear from you how much you think this is likely to stick and the degree of depth you think that there is in this movement. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Garrett in Rancho Mirage, great to have you with us. What do you think?
Hey, Larry. Yeah, I live out here in Rancho Mirage. I've spent, you know, the COVID pandemic studying for the LSAT to go to law school, and I'm actually ready to take that, take that plunge myself.
That's great. And was it the pandemic that precipitated your interest in pursuing law?
Well, I mean, I currently, work in, journalism and cover a regional courthouse, and, that coupled with the time that the pandemic presented to kind of reassess, what's important in life. Definitely, kind of gave me the opportunity to kind of pursue that full bore.
Yeah, well, that's great. So for you, it sounds like this is a fundamental life change that you're making. Oh, who are you reporting for now?
I'd rather not say.
You'd rather not say. Okay, all right. I appreciate. Are they aware of your plans?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, very good. So, Garrett, for you, what was it about the pandemic, I should say, that led you to make this shift?
Well, just working from home, the fear associated with the pandemic, the mass quantity of time, I guess, to either do something, positive or do nothing at all, really, provide, I think, the most, blessed catalyst to be able to make that decision, right? We've had nothing but time for the last 15
years.
I feel like it's been, perfect situation to be able to do that.
Garrett, I appreciate it so much. We wish you all the best on the LSAT. Do you have your test date scheduled?
I took it in February, so yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
January.
Very good. Garrett, all the best for law school. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. I'm asking not just to hear your personal thoughts about this, but how deeply do you think this reassessment of work is likely to go? Is it something that is apt to be forgotten in the months, year or two to come as people get back into the more typical work from the office or other job site? Or do you think that this is a lasting phenomenon that's really going to lead many Americans who are in a position to do so to redefine their relationship to their jobs? Let's talk with Grace in Culver City. Grace, what's your experience?
Well, I was working at an unfulfilling desk job as an executive assistant, and I wasn't growing. The people were nice, but I wasn't fulfilled, and I was definitely looking to move elsewhere. And when the company had to shut down because of COVID, it gave me the kick in the butt that I needed to reevaluate and say, do I really want to work behind a desk all day? And so I'm in the middle of doing a major career pivot. I decided to go back to school and retrain to go into occupational therapy. And I'm over 50, and I don't care. It's a late in life transition.
Yeah.
But it's something that I've said, you know, I would never have imagined 10 years ago. I never would have thought, oh, no, I'll go work in healthcare. No, and it completely changed my priorities and what I want to do.
Grace, do you have any friends that you've heard from that have, if not as dramatic a change as yours, but are thinking very differently about their work in the wake of this?
Yeah. Actually, one friend decided they actually left LA and they moved up to like the Seattle area. And they're working on their like music and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of, and they can work, you know, they work in tech, so they can work from anywhere, so to speak. But they just want to get out of the grind of living in LA and, you know, have a better quality of life.
Grace, I appreciate it so much. Thank you. 866-893-KPCC. Maz and Aliso Viejo says, my wife switched industries from hairstyling to real estate because she wasn't able to work as a hairstylist and she couldn't get support in unemployment benefits. She decided to stay home and study to get her real estate license. I mean, these are clearly changes that are going to be big ones in the professions of listeners who are calling us about it. But Michelle in Newport Beach says, I think people leaving their jobs won't be permanent. I think when they change professions, they'll find it's not as easy as they thought and that many of them will go back. That's Michelle in Newport Beach, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk with Courtney in Long Beach. Courtney, how has this played out for you?
Hey there. So it's been a pretty interesting year and a half for me. I was laid off from a job that I love, and I finally landed to something that is much more akin to my personality, and I work as a trainer. My position is fully remote, and I was chatting with my boss yesterday, and she said to me, she says, nothing's stopping you from taking off and going to the Bahamas or to work from Mexico if you want, as long as you get your job done and you're at your training sessions.
Nice.
She says, you know, you can take, you know, she says a lot of people are doing this now where you can work from wherever you'd like. And as long as your job is done, you're free to explore everything else at night and into the evening and weekends. And it really got me thinking how much this is, it's a positive thing because people are going to be able to visit family and friends if they have the type of, you know, opportunity that I was blessed with. And it just got me thinking that it's really going to shift a lot of landscaping when it comes to caretaking and mental health and how we, proceed in the future, especially with an aging generation.
Yeah, that's true, because family care is such a huge issue. Absolutely. Courtney, thanks very much, and enjoy the Bahamas wherever you go to do the remote training that you offer. That's Courtney in Long Beach. Let's talk with Garrett in Glendale. Garrett, what sort of shift have you made as a result of the pandemic?
Hi, Larry. I used to work for a very large construction company, and we're mainly doing landscape design for residential. And just with the pandemic, homeowners have seen, you know, so much value in their outdoor space, and it's just become such a booming industry that it's facilitated me to be able to just go out, quit, and then work on my own and start my own design company, and then be able to just work more intimately with homeowners and have more free time with my family. I can take weekends and work remotely. It's just, I think, a change that it was going to end up being permanent.
And you would not have gone off on your own, you think, without the pandemic?
I don't, with how busy it's been and just how I was working at it, well, so many designs a week, and it just, the demand is so high, it was able to allow me to do that and work on my own.
So that's got to make it hard for companies like the one you used to work for when employees see this golden opportunity because business is booming so much that they can go on their own. You have any sense whether your previous employer has lost other people like you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it's also just younger generations like myself having more importance on a work-life balance and being able to set your own hours and not have to come in 9 to 5 to an office all the time. You know, a lot of people are seeing that, you know, these other opportunities leave a lot more flexibility and freedom. And why work an office 9 to 5 when you can be independent?
Garrett, I appreciate it and wish you all the best with your landscape design business that you've launched. Garrett in Glendale. Let's talk with Linda in Palm Springs. Linda, I understand you lost your job as a result of the pandemic?
I did. I'm a career administrative assistant. I was let go by an employer who had just received $1 million in PPP loans from the government, so that's a bit of a sore point.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm over 60. I have been actively looking for work as an executive assistant for a year. And I came to a point where I am realizing that the combination of being out of work and also wanting to pursue an avenue that connects with my heart and not just my spirit, my brain, right? So I have set the goal of going into training as an animal communicator, getting more involved in animal rescue because animals are the love of my life. I will probably continue office work. I'm going to relocate to a city where there's more work. So I am literally doing a reset at age 64. Please don't tell anyone my age.
Okay, we won't say that to anybody. But Linda, I mean, this is a big shift, obviously. If you got a good administrative assistant job, you went out on an interview and you know got the job tomorrow, would you go back into that world if there was a job there?
I will go back into that world once I've relocated, yes.
Okay, but you still want to relocate. Okay.
Up here, but I wouldn't take one here, I don't think.
All right. Linda, we wish you all the best and certainly important work you'd be doing with working with animals and with animal rescue. Dev, in Beverlywood, how has the pandemic changed your approach to your work?
Hi, Larry. I echo the sentiments of the callers before me. And to answer your follow-up question that you're asking, I will never go back. Never. And to answer another follow-up question, before the pandemic, nothing would have changed. I probably would have stayed in a job that I hated, where I watched the clock every single day, where I was making money for someone else, where my ceiling was set, where every day was a drag. And because of the pandemic, because I experienced not working, because I experienced working from home, something clicked. And the fear of leaving a job that I absolutely despised just wasn't as great as the misery that I was feeling. And so I left. I run my own production company now. You know, I assume there's hard times in the future. And I'm doing photo shoots. I'm doing films. I'm doing what I know I've always loved to do. And I would never, ever go back.
Wow, that's great, Dev. So even if income-wise you weren't able to generate as much as you were making before, you'd stay with your own business?
I'm ready for rice and beans 3 meals a day just to never have to feel what that feels like again. And I know how scary it is for people. I know that when you're facing that unknown, it can be so incredibly scary. But the level of freedom, the level of happiness that I feel now, working for myself and doing what I love, you know, not dreading every single day, is remarkable. And I urge anyone who's you know, carefully and cautiously on that ledge to take the leap.
All right. Dev, thank you so much. We wish you all the best. And you say it so so clearly and unapologetically that you're just not going back, whatever it takes. That's Devin Beverlywood. We have Raphael in Fullerton who says, I'm seriously considering changing my career path because of how we were treated in the pandemic. I was in the public sector. We couldn't work from home like many in the private sector, and that really put us at risk. I'm looking and reconsidering other types of work. Edwin in Irvine says, due to the pandemic, I lost my job, but it gave me the ability to go back to school. It's convenient. I can work, drop off my kids. I have a totally new remote job doing online marketing, and I love the freedom. That's Edwin in Irvine. Thank you all so much for sharing these dramatic changes in professional lives of Air Talk listeners as a result of the pandemic. They certainly sound like ones that are going to be staying. Coming up, we'll talk with former LAPD chief and two-time former commissioner of the NYPD, Bill Bratton. Been quite a while since I've talked with him. He's a regular guest with us on Air Talk during his years as the chief here in Los Angeles. His new memoir, The Profession, a memoir of community, race, and the arc of policing in America. Bill Bratton will be with us in just 90 seconds.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.